Hey, what's good, everybody? It's Dr. P coming at you with another Gritty Genius podcast. And today I want to talk about failure is feedback. You know, I work with athletes on the daily, and when we're talking about sport performance and practice and improvement, you know, we got to talk about quote unquote failure. But I challenge the student athletes and any athletes I work with to think about failure as feedback. A failure, the word in itself, we kind of know what emotional response it elicits, like disappointment, sometimes feeling not good enough, or like we've come short. And failure in itself, you know, labeling something as a failure or success is very black and white. It's a label. Right. When we say that performance was a failure or that project, we're essentially just labeling it. And then it really doesn't tell us anything about the process. And so this is where I encourage athletes, especially athletes that are in their sport for the long haul. And I say the long haul because essentially, you know, I work with athletes who aspire to become professionals. I've worked with professional athletes. And so at that level, you really start the mentality around sport is one of mastery. So regardless of if they label their performance as success or a failure, that doesn't mean they're done learning. Almost every elite and high-performing athlete that's in it with a mastery mindset will look back and say, there's always something to improve, or I want to get better at this. Or if this is, you know, the best I could do, how can I do better? Where do I need to make tweaks and adjustments? And that's where I think about failure as feedback. It's kind of like a roadmap. So we put on our GPS and our Google Maps, and we put it in a location, and essentially we, you know, our goal is just to end up at this endpoint or our location. Maybe it reroutes us. Maybe we go a different way. Maybe we decide to stop at a store and then, you know, jump back on the route and we end up at our destination. You know, if we look at how we got to where we got to, there's many different ways to get to the point in which we got to, and that's just providing information. Maybe I took a right turn here, I took a left turn here, and it's a very simple example, but I think it illustrates the point. When we think about sport performance, if we can step back from judgment and emotionally how it made us feel, because the emotion is there, it's going to motivate us to want to improve. So when we look back as failure as feedback, it's not that we're giving ourselves an out. It's that we're really trying to gain more information about the process and what could be helpful to change moving forward, right? But if we label it as failure and just move on, we never stop to reflect on the information and what got us to that point. Some things are controllable, some things out of our control. So when I work with athletes, I have them to reflect on a few questions. What did they do well? So if we look at feedback in a performance and not label it as failure, but if we look at just feedback and what was a positive feedback, what did I do well? What happened that was out of my control? What was unexpected or what was out of my control? And how did I handle it? Because that's feedback. When some unexpected challenges arise in competition, it's very telling how we handle it. There's a quote saying people are like tea bags. You find out how strong they are when you put them in hot water. I feel like unexpected things that happen in competition are perfect teachers of our character. What tends to arise? Is it frustration? Is it discouragement? Is it self-doubt? Is it hunger? Is it grit? And so I like to, you know, what are those unexpected things that happen? That's going to provide information. And what are still challenge areas? What is arising that I had struggled with and I know I struggle with and I probably need some more practice or a different approach? So if we just stamp something as a failure or good or bad and move on, we never stop to assess each of these components, which I think are very valuable because, you know, typically type A mastery-minded athletes, and this is not a bad thing, are very self-critical, sometimes self-judgmental. They're harder on themselves than the typical person. So, and that's probably why they're so successful in some ways. It's part of the formula. However, I challenge athletes to balance that mindset. So I'm not saying eliminate it. I'm saying balance it with some self-affirmative evaluation and self-affirmative talk. Appreciate your successes. Identify them because that does build confidence. And then what are the challenge areas that we're going to get back to, or what are the unexpecteds that I want to feel prepared for next time? Again, I just go back to how our words have power. You know, if you call a kiddo a failure or you're like, you're a success, and they feel good or bad, that tells them nothing about what they should change or what they could improve or what they did well. So we need to stop talking to ourselves like this, because I certainly wouldn't talk to my son in that way and say, you're just such a failure because you couldn't walk at 12 months. But it doesn't tell us anything. And it typically doesn't feel good when we do that. And so I think recognizing that when it comes to evaluating performance, practice, or competition, viewing failure as feedback is just a roadmap to say, you know, how do I need to do this differently next time? And that's where coaches can be valuable. Nutritionists, clinical dietitians, sports psychologists, anyone on our treatment team, because if we identify like maybe some physical sensations were off or my body was stiff and that really affected my swing or my stroke, it's like, oh, okay, I can amend that for next time. What's my plan to amend this for next time? Make sure you go see some PT, go see my massage therapist. If you notice like, man, my energy level was really low because I wasn't taking enough calories, that's really good feedback. You work with your dietitian or your sport nutritionist to come up with a plan so that doesn't happen, right? So this way of viewing failure as feedback really does help you target certain areas and find out, okay, what's my plan for addressing this next time? And then also patience, because if unexpected things came up and you realize, okay, I need to develop some more focus, I need to sharpen my meditation and my mindfulness, and if you're practicing it pretty diligently, sure, it didn't show up in this race or this practice, but it's only in a matter of time that it will. And so I think it also gives the type A mastery-minded athlete feeling like they're progressing and they're really sifting through all the details and information to improve. And this, you know, the latter part, the ego-minded athlete typically will just take the failure or success. And they typically only set themselves up for races or performances that feed the ego and make them feel like a success. Whereas they typically want to avoid challenging races or challenging situations that highlight their weaknesses, whereas mastery-minded athletes will typically put themselves in situations to reveal what they're not good at so they can really look at those blind spots. And so I think it takes a strong sense of self-esteem to be able to challenge yourself to view failure as feedback and to sift through the details. I always tell athletes, yeah, you know, I know it feels like I'm splitting hairs here and we're looking at really micro reactions and situations, but this will come up again because as human beings, we all have patterns. We all are habitual creatures. And so most of our patterns will come up again. And if we can build awareness with them, which is what this process does, then we feel more control to change them instead of feeling like they're just automatic and they're part of something that's never going to change. That's why we have coaches, right? They can see something in our technique, our game, our stroke, our strategy that we cannot see ourselves. And it's a very valuable perspective. So, and I challenge you to look at failure as feedback. It's time to really step out of the judgment and look at, if we're in sport, if we're in this lifestyle for the long haul, there is no failure. It's just information, wisdom, and experience that we can carry forward. And so I challenge you to think about that. I welcome any feedback myself, any thoughts or reactions. You can find me at Gritty Genius at Instagram, Gritty Genius at WordPress.com for all the episodes. You can find the episodes on SoundCloud. Just search Gritty Genius. You can find them on iTunes, Gritty Genius, Outlook.com. Thank you, and I appreciate you tuning in. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.